That's Tenchi Strider featuring N-Dub's number one, playing on the Breakfast Show 91.8 Hayes FM. Here with Joe and Harry. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us about absolutely anything, live followed by your message to 60300. Email studio at hayesfm.org. Got the Killers playing for you after the break as well, so keep it 91.8 Hayes FM.
Number one.
Wake up in the morning.
And we only had the Peugeot. We used to listen to it because we only had a Meatloaf CD in there.
Yeah.
And we used to listen to it on the way back. It's like 9 minute intro.
That makes it sound like we're a little couple.
No, it was on the way back from here, of course.
Oh, do you remember when we first moved here and all we had was a Meatloaf CD and each other? I recommend you try it. Amatriciana.
Amatriciana. You reckon you're suggesting to people that they try something you don't know the actual name of or how to sell? It's definitely called Amatriciana, yeah?
Amatriciana.
So if I go into a Saladin restaurant, look at the menu.
Okay, so what restaurant?
I don't know. Like
a Shalishan.
Joe, I said Italian, all right?
A Shalishan.
Clean out your ears, buddy. You need some cotton buds. If I go in there and go, oh, don't want that, sorry, nothing on the menu I want. Could you knock me up an Amatriciana? They won't look at me like I'm a Burke.
Well, if you go in and you're less rude than that.
Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
Like, even if she doesn't want to kiss you, social convention and being British will stop her being impolite, so she'll kiss you anyway.
Do it in public. Good idea.
So, because...
I've never thought of that.
Yeah. She won't say no. If you just lean in.
Is that your techers, is it?
Well, no, because if a girl went in
just
to kiss me...
Just start talking to girls in shops that you like. Mm. Like,
hi. How much are these...
And a marrow there, your bloody basket. That's nice. Ooh, in for the kiss. Oh, what are you doing? It's a creepy man trying to kiss me. I must kiss him back, otherwise it'll be thoroughly embarrassing for the pair of us.
Excuse me, dear. How much is this cravat and these...
Not my bed and show. I've got the
That's the Killers, somebody told me, playing at the Breakfast Show 91.8 Hayes FM. You're here with Joe and Harry. Don't forget, keeping 91.8 Hayes FM for the rest of the day. Larry's up after us. You've got Mark with you at 11. Anu's on afternoons at 1. And Luke Fears with you on drive from 4 o'clock. Sport and entertainment after the break.
That's a dagger. US politicians hoping to represent the Republican Party in next year's presidential election took part in a boisterous televised debate this week.
Hey, been boisterous.
Hey, old son.
I want to beat the Republican Party.
Young and ladies party, shut your mouth. I'm a geezer.
Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
Mitt isn't a name.
Mitt. I think it's Matt, spelt wrong.
I don't. I think he's American. He's American. Yeah.
Maybe South African. Mitt Romney. My name is Mitt.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be in the Senate, okay?
Yeah.
Listen up.
Look, hasn't this got a ring to it? Mitt Romney.
Listen, what you need in this country is some South African politics, okay? This is where we've got Mitt Romney here.
Yeah, Mitt Romney, President of the United States. Doesn't it have a great ring to it?
David Cameron comes over to visit. But listen, David, I don't care what you think,
David,
okay?
Shut up, David. Get me a cool beer.
Oh, is any of what we just said out of order about South African people?
I think it's portraying them as legends.
I think Mitt Romney's the sort of man that would, for example...
He's not even South African.
He would push Nicolas Sarkozy off the stage if he annoyed him.
Nicolas, shut your mouth.
Listen to me, you little French upstart. I'm the king of the UN, okay?
And I'm taking your missus out for a drink. Mitt Romney loves Tala Brunei.
Stop now. That's Cool School on the Breakfast Show, 91.8 Hayes FM. We'll see you after the break.
Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
Simon Le Bon says he felt helpless when Duran Duran were forced to cancel their UK tour date because of an ongoing problem with his voice. Well, Harry, how does his voice sound?
I think it sounds like this.
And she dances on the sands.
Something like that, anyway.
Whoa.
With the new Jedward.
Don't say that.
What would we be called?
Ho.
Ho.
Ho or Jerry.
Yeah.
I like Ho.
Yeah, I like Ho. That's better.
Hi, Talisa, you look beautiful. We're Ho. We're going to sing for you. Okay, take it away, boys.
And then I'll come in.
The Grand Tower.
Sort of an 80s medley.
Anyway, Duran Duran with Jesus.
And then we go, I love it. I love everything about it.
Yo, boys, I've got the X Factor.
And Gary will go,
That, boys, was a great audition. Yeah. I loved it. Thanks, Gary.
Right, Harry.
Yes.
There's a few things to round up.
Okie doke.
I'd like to apologise to Richard Taylor for not getting his question in time.
Sorry, Rich.
Sorry, Rich. But when we get carried away, that's what happens, man.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, okay.
It's in the zone, isn't it?
Yeah, something's wrong.
I'm worried about questions when I'm in the zone, going with the flow, rolling with the punches.
If you saw a funky boulder rolling past, you wouldn't try and put a post on it reminding you to get the shopping, would you, Richard? Yeah. That's what they call us, the funky boulders.
Hop on the boulder.
Harry, if Ho fails, we could be the funky boulders. That's all from us. We'll be back bright and early 7 a.m. tomorrow. Hope you have an absolutely wonderful Monday. Don't worry about it. It's only 5 days till the weekend again, guys. We'll see you 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Goodbye.
Au revoir. Much love. Bye-bye.
Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.